Our guest of the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We'll talk to you about some other things, new band uniforms, which is nice, and some other things going on. But I know that day to day, you're still very much occupied with the whole COVID-19 situation.
COVID has definitely not gone away. It's a constant. We're looking at numbers every single day. We have an amazing health department with Kathy Myers, and we're checking numbers every single day. They're sending kids home that are symptomatic and making them get tested. So we're following those numbers really, really close. It's sort of been a up and down. It seems to go way down on Mondays, and then we had some drop off over the weekends, and then we add some more on during the week to where we start getting closer and closer. We're looking at a 3% and 6% numbers, but we haven't gotten to those on any campus yet. So we're trying to pay attention there. The other issue that we have to also pay attention to is just the staffing side of it. If we don't have enough staff, then we can't have school. So
3 and 6%, what do you mean by that?
The numbers of our students that are testing positive. So if we have 3% of our students out and they've all tested positive at one time, that's sort of our first indicator of a different list of things we need to do. And then at 6%, we're for sure school closures are starting to come down. So those are both things that we're looking at right now. We are actually looking to approve those with the board at the next board meeting, but it's sort of what our guidelines are.
And you don't have the tests that you wish that you had?
No, sir. We ordered the test over a month ago from TEA, and we still have not received those. TEA is requiring us to test all staff. However, it's a little difficult to do. We went out and bought as many tests as we could at the beginning, over 160 of them, but they only lasted about a week. We would buy more, but it's hard to find a place that'll sell you more than one or two at a time.
And so how are kids doing and teachers with the whole masking situation?
It's completely up to them. We do have quite a few teachers that wear them. We have quite a few students that do too. So as the numbers have sort of gone up and down, it seems like the mask wearing has come back a lot more. A lot of our staff in any of our staff meetings are wearing them. If you ever go over to our health center, everybody there is wearing them. So it's just different in different campuses. Mm-hmm.
And you have a bus driver shortage, and you think that may have something to do with all of this?
Yes, sir. We've had bus drivers that are out because of COVID, and they have to be out for an extended period of time, or if all of a sudden one morning they wake up and they show symptoms, then they're going to have to be out that day. So we're trying to get us some extra bus drivers to make sure we can have everything covered.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your situation pretty comparable to other districts around the area?
Yes, sir. I think when I look at other districts and what they're setting their levels at, and some of them are closing, and some of them are managing to keep going, it's just depends upon when it hits. The way it's working this year is when it hits, it seems to sort of blow up. So we haven't really had one of those big blow-ups yet that some of our neighboring districts have had.
Wolf City was closed for a few days, and I think North Hopkins
and Cumbie. And
was Cumbie, Cumbie as well. All right, we're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. And so something I saw on your website we haven't talked about before, and it's been going on this year. You're now offering free meals for all students.
It's a new program that the state started offering that we can just allow free meals to all students. If you have a high enough low socioeconomic number percentage, then you can just offer. So that was something that we were able to do to make sure every single one of our kids get to eat every day.
Hmm. So there's nobody pays for breakfast, lunch, whatever.
No, sir. We're taking care of that part.
Yeah. So pretty much you're offering breakfast.
Yes, sir.
And of course lunch.
Yes, sir.
And is there like a late afternoon kind of thing?
Anybody that's involved in some of our extracurricular activities, but especially Boys and Girls Club or our ACE program, they can get fed in the afternoon too. Yes, sir.
What percentage of kids have breakfast? School,
I think it varies a lot. Our elementary campuses is probably closer to 90% or more.
Really?
Some of our secondary campuses, a lot of times they want to show up a little bit later, and their free time is a little bit more important for them, so it's probably closer, but still probably close to 50%.
Yeah, we've talked about the bond election, which I guess since the last time we talked about that, it's been officially approved, but that's coming up in November.
Yes, sir.
And you want to build a new Commerce Middle School and then a big sort of athletic facility where football and other sports can practice indoors.
Yes, sir. We plan on doing a middle school, which is very, very much needed. And then we also need to focus on our career and technology and our ag program. So we're looking at a new ag barn. We're looking at building a new parking area that'll be both for softball and baseball, and an area specifically for our band to practice and march in.
Nice.
So a big band facility. And then also turfing our softball and baseball fields. And then, yes, a multipurpose, but it's going to be much more of a community place for the community to have events. And there's so many different things that you can do with something that's covered, because then you don't have to worry about weather or anything else.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID and you want to keep everybody outside and further apart, those places are becoming much more high need.
That parking is much needed out there, by
yes,
the
sir,
way.
Yes, sir, it is.
You know, that's quite a walk for some people. And then just real quickly, that turf, artificial turf on the football field is about to go in just any day.
Yes, sir. They've gotten all the underground work done, so now then it's actually just putting the turf down. So they're doing the final grade, and then hopefully in the next 2 to 4 weeks we'll have all the turf done, and they'll be ready to go out there and just practice.
For the remainder of the football season. And then we're out of time, really, but I did notice the Commerce High School band in wearing their uniforms the other night. It didn't occur to me that those were new uniforms, but they've got new uniforms.
Yes, sir. I looked down there and I saw them in those new uniforms, and you could tell they were excited. It's the first time they got to wear them. The board approved buying all new uniforms for the band over the summer, or late last spring. But they are really excited, and we're really excited to see what they can do. It's a great program that the Wallaces have built there.
Kara Wallace is the band director.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How much new band uniforms set you back?
A good bit. Not the cheapest thing in the world.
I figured
it is something that was needed.
I figured
we're
that
happy to help them.
That was the case. All right. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.